Hello and welcome. I'm Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure. Don't have the time or the money to go on pilgrimage to one of the world's many Catholic holy shrines? The Rome Vicariate's travel and pilgrimage agency, Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi, is offering to take prayer intentions now to the sites for you. Rosa Maria Mancini, who manages the agency's online Jospers community, an acronym for Journeys of the Spirit, says the ORP has been shepherding pilgrims to the Vatican basilicas and museums and to shrines across Europe and the Holy Land for more than 75 years.
Here at Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi, we know that not everyone can actually physically participate in a pilgrimage, but that doesn't mean that their thoughts and their prayers can't be brought there. We, being a travel organization, thought, why not allow people who can't travel to actually participate in these pilgrimages in a spiritual kind of way through prayer? So in February, we started with Lourdes, and we collected prayers from people all over the world who sent us their private personal intentions. We printed them out, and we left them in the grotto there. Then in May, on the 13th of May, we collected about 1,000 prayers there from all over the world, over 20 countries. People participated from Mexico, from Guatemala, Russia, all over. We collected those prayers, and we left them at the feet of the pilgrim statue of the Virgin of Fatima, who was in Rome during our National Pilgrim Day. And now we're heading to Assisi on the 2nd of August, where we are going to be walking a small part of the Camino from Spello to Assisi, which is about 12 kilometers, which is probably about, 5 or 6 miles or so. We're going to walk that tract of the Camino, and then we're going to leave the prayers with the Sisters of St. Clair at the Basilica of St. Clair in Assisi. So it's really about this opportunity to provide people through the web to participate with us in these pilgrimages, even if they physically can't be there.
And actually, how many people are physically taking part in this pilgrimage?
We expect about 12 people to participate in the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage will be led by Father Cesar Altuide, who is the head of Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi. So he'll sort of be the guide for our small trip. And then there'll be some other pilgrims. We're opening it up to other people, and they can definitely join us and walk with us if they're here in Italy. Otherwise, we should be about 12 people who will walk.
Okay, it's being called the Jospers Journey. Now, what exactly is Jospers?
Okay, Jospers is the name of our online community. The Jospers, which comes from the idea of Journeys of the Spirit, is a community of pilgrims and travelers who are basically united on the web through our Facebook page, through our Twitter accounts, both in English and Italian. And we're basically, these are people who are interested in travel, in spiritual travel, in eco-conscious travel, in cultural travel. So that's what's the unifying factor with this community. And those are the Jospers.
Now, you, Rosa Maria, you've got a very American accent there. Where are you from? And are you expecting a lot of Americans to take part in this?
Yes, I'm from New York, born and raised in New York, and yes, definitely, we have a lot of Americans who have participated in the prayer pilgrimage, especially for them. Not all of them can make the trip here or can travel so much, or they don't have so much vacation, so there are definitely a lot of Americans who are participating in this. We have a lot of prayers that are coming in the Spanish language from South America. There are lots of prayers from Argentina, from Brazil in Portuguese. There are prayers from Venezuela. Obviously, then a lot of the prayers also come from North America, but we've got prayers from Africa as well. We've gotten prayers from the Seychelles, to tell you. So they're basically dispersed all over the place. I would say that they're obviously Italians, but it's really, you know, the Italians are able to actually make these kinds of trips because they're a little bit closer, being that we're talking about Europe here. So it's really from places that are far away.
Okay. I recently actually went to Lourdes, and it didn't occur to me to ask around to friends and people I know if they wanted me to bring a prayer intention for them. But so actually, it sounds like a good idea that some people may not think about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the idea, like with the world being in the situation that it is right now, there's lots of need for that, I have to say. We were really, we ran this as a test, to be honest with you. We thought, let's see if there's a demand for this, if people really are looking for prayer or looking to participate in something of this sort. And we were really surprised by the reaction and by the results. So we thought, you know what, we need to continue. So that's why we're on the sort of the third part of our journey. And we imagine that the next part will be the Holy Land, because Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi, we definitely take pilgrims to the Holy Land all the time. So we're imagining that that's going to be the fourth destination for the year.
Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi, of course, is, like you've been saying, a travel agency. It's a Catholic agency. So, I mean, this just sounds like it naturally stems from the sort of things that you are already used to doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about what do you do in terms of travel packages?
Sure. Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi is, in essence, we kind of, you know, we would describe ourselves as the sort of Vatican travel arm. We are an entity of the Church of Rome, but that's what we do. We've been doing it for over 75 years. We organize pilgrimages to destinations in Italy, but overseas as well, the Holy Land, to Fatima, to Lourdes, and we've been shepherding pilgrims there throughout the year. So it was really natural for us to participate and to create an initiative of this sort, even though in this way it's virtual, at least for the people who are participating. But we're physically going there. All of these prayers that we've collected get printed and physically taken there on one of our pilgrimages of sorts. So for Opera Romana, this is completely natural. And then in Rome, we have a host of services that we offer, all of the Roma Cristiana services. So we also shepherd all of the pilgrims who come into Rome and want to utilize our services and visit, obviously, the Vatican sites. So we're talking about the Vatican museums. We're talking about visiting the basilicas. We're talking about the Vatican gardens. That's all Opera Romana services and products, and we offer them as well.
And, of course, you're online, as you said before. You're on Facebook and so on. But how many languages are you working in?
We daily work in two languages. We work in English and Italian on a daily basis. And we've been also inserting a lot of Spanish into the community as well. But that's sort of developing at this point. But every day you'll find some kind of news, some kind of announcement from us in Italian and in English.
Well, to send a prayer on pilgrimage, you can check out their Facebook page on Jasper's World or on Twitter at Jasper's World. I'm Tracy McClure.